ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 83 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द्रौपदी मीट्स द क्वींस ऑफ कृष्ण। टेक्स्ट 1 श्री शुक उवाच तथा अनुग्रहय अनुग्रह भगवान गोपीनां स गुरुर् गतिः युधिष्ठिरम् अथा पृच्छत् सर्वांस च सुहृदो अव्ययम्। श्रीशुक उवाच तथा अनुग्रह्य भगवान् गोपीनां स गुरुर्गतिः युधिष्ठिरम् अथा पृच्छत् सर्वांश्च सुहृदो अव्ययम्। श्रीशुक उवाच तथा अनुग्रह्य भगवान् गोपीनां स गुरुर्गति युधिष्ठिरम् अथा पृच्छत् सर्वंश्च सुहृदो अव्ययम्। श्रीशुक उवाच तथा अनुग्रह्य भगवान् गोपीनां स गुरुर्गति युधिष्ठिरामथा पृच्छत् सर्वंश्च सुहृद् अव्ययम्। श्रीशुक उवाच श्रीशुक उवाच गोपीनां स गुरुर्गतिः युधिष्ठिरम् अथा पृच्छत् सर्वांश्च सुहृदो अव्ययम्। श्रीशुक उवाच अनुग्रह्य भगवान् गोपीनां स गुरुर्गतिः युधिष्ठिरम् अथा पृच्छत् सर्वांश्च सुहृदो अव्ययम्। माताजी श्रीशुक उवाच तथा अनुग्रह्यो भगवान् गोपीनां च गुरुर्गतिः युधिष्ठिरान् तपिच्छत् सर्वांश्च सुहृदो अव्ययम्। श्रीशुक उवाच शुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड तथा इन दिस वे अनुग्रह्य शोइंग फेवर भगवान द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड Gopinam of the young cowherd women. Saha, he, Guruhu, their spiritual master, Gatihi, and goal, Yudhishthiram, from Yudhishthir. Ataha, then. Apriccat, he inquired. Sarvan, all. Cha, and. Suhridaha, his well-wishing relatives. Avyayam, welfare. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Shukadev Goswami said, thus Lord Krishna, the spiritual master of the gopis and the very purpose of their life, showed them His mercy. He then met with Yudhishthir and all His other relatives and inquired from them about their welfare. Purport. The words Gurur Gatihi have been translated here in their usual sense, spiritual master and goal. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, however, points an additional meaning. While Lord Krishna is the goal of all sadhus in general, for the gopis specifically, He is that goal which is guru, predominant, in the sense of completely eclipsing the significance of all other possible goals. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadhantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Niravishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Kadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mukham Karoti Vachanam, Pangum Langayate Girim, Yadakripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatharina. Hare Krishna. So seeking the blessings of all the assembled and learned Vaishnavas, so that we can speak something on this most exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, all the subject matters in Srimad Bhagavatam are most exalted, but what we are reading here in these sections are the most confidential pastimes of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So just for our own purification, some little we will speak on this, and then we will speak on the wonderful occasion today of Panihati Chiradahi festival. Interesting, a festival named after a cooking preparation, Chiradahi, or a feast. Is there anyone remembers any other festival which is like that? After a feast, the day a feast was offered. It's a whole festival dedicated to that. Anji? Govardhan Puja is there, but then the focus is Govardhan and worshipping Sri Giriraji. But here the title is Chiradahi. And that too, not a very, those who are in Bengal and Odisha, and it's not a very like a fancy item. It's not, or not like a big thali of feast was offered that day. That's why people still remember thousands of years back. Not thousands, it's a few hundreds of years back. It was not like a big feast was offered, so everyone remembers, Arey wow, us din humne wo khaya tha, or wo menu mein tha, and to celebrate that, commemorate that event. So deep meaning to that whole beautiful episode that happened. So we will come to that. Anyway, another thing is, it's after Raghunath Das Goswami, a feast which was offered by Raghunath Das Goswami, who is the epitome of renunciation. Interesting, the contrast. Raghunath Das Goswami, great heroes of our sampradayas, the Prayojan Acharya, and we see their lives. It's amazing, the life of renunciation with Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad had. Initially, when he went to Puri, he would beg on the Simhadwara. And then later on, first, of course, when he reached, he was very tired, exhausted. Mahaprabhu said, Govinda, you just feed him some prasad for. So he took for 5 days to recuperate some Jagannath prasad, Mahaprabhu's remnants. And then later on, he said, no, I'll prefer to just go and beg. So he was begging for a few days, and then later he realized, that's not a good mentality, because I see someone coming, he's going to offer something. He will not offer. So that he thought probably this is not the right mentality. It's like a prostitute. He gave me yesterday, maybe he'll give me some Mahaprasad today also. He may not give. This person didn't give. So then he said, this is not a good idea. So then he went to those free booths, whatever those free booths in Jagannath Puri, where free prasad is available. The Khichdi prasad or whatever simple prasad. Usually free prasad bandaras, which are regular bandaras, are simple prasad. So he was taking prasad there where nobody notices who comes. Just the prasad is made and they are being served. So Raghunath Das Goswami would quietly go, take little prasad, whatever is available, and eat. Of course, in between his parents, we will talk about it, the richest family at that time in that area, they had sent like a couple of brahmanas and a few Lakshmi, that when they came to know from Shivananda Sen, after Shivananda Senji, who was the yatra organizer for Mahaprabhu's Leela, he came, and then he came back to Navadvip after Jagannath Puri. So his father and all, they asked, hey, how is my son doing there in Jagannath Puri? He said, oh wow, he's become a dear associate of Lord Chaitanya. He's assisting Swarup Damodar Goswami. He's such a powerful personality, and he's wearing torn clothes, and he's not eating anything, and he's just begging something. So it's difficult for the parents to hear that. So Shivananda Sen, he didn't realize that he's speaking to his parents. We have experience in our lives also, those who are here, when we go to our parents' place, their main concern is, are you dressing nicely, are you wearing clothes nicely, or eating nicely or properly? Or I remember still when I would go home, my mother would take all my clothes and wash it. The clothes should be nicely cleaned and ironed. And so that was the concern of his parents also. So then he told them, hey, Shivananda Senji, you must take some money and some brahmanas who can cook some feast for Raghunath Das Goswami. Interesting, Das Goswami Pad, when they arrived, he said, okay, now you can stay here, but not cook for me. We'll invite Lord Chaitanya to our house, you can feed him. So he was inviting Lord Chaitanya like a couple of times in a month. Mahaprabhu would visit different houses for prasad. So he would come to Raghunath Das Goswami, and Mahaprabhu eventually gave him a Govardhan Shila. So he would offer some nice prasad to his deities at home, whatever little bhajan kutir or home he had. But he would distribute that prasad. Not that he offered to the deities and take the Mahaprasad and then beg some khichdi and whatever sweets and everything which Surup Damodar Goswami Pad would give him, he would just go out and distribute to the devotees and people around. And so that's, and then eventually he was thinking that this is also too much, at a fixed time prasad is available and it's nice khichdi or whatever from the, wherever it is available from the free booth, so let's not do that also. So let me just go back to whatever Jagannath's Mahaprasad is there, people throw it, whatever is not sold, and when it is rotting, the cows go and eat it. So he was thinking, let me just go and honor that. That, and it's not that he would go at a time when everyone is there, wow, seeing, hey, Raghunath Das Goswami is eating that prasad. No, he would just quietly go at time when nobody would be seeing him. He would pick that rice which is spoiled, come back home, clean it, add a little salt to it, and honor that prasad. Just to keep the body and soul together. That was Raghunath Das Goswami's life. And of course, one time when Mahaprabhu came, and first Surup Damodar Goswami came, and when Mahaprabhu later came, he was so happy. He said, Raghunath Das Goswami, you are hiding a nectar from me. What are you having for your prasad every day? It's a great nectar. So he was hiding. Mahaprabhu is nothing. It's not fit for you. So Mahaprabhu just grabbed it and honored that prasad. And Mahaprabhu was relishing his. Mahaprabhu was telling him that the prasad, I have tasted all the varieties of Jagannath prasad, the pithas and the malpuas and the kheer gajas and the khajas and whatever else different Mahaprasad. How many? 56 or more preparations are there in Jagannath Puri, the kannika and the besar and the mahura and different sabjis. And I have tasted everything, but never tasted a preparation like this, which was a rotten rice of Mahaprasad with little salt in it and washed with water. So that was, Mahaprabhu was tasting Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's deep renunciation of Shripad Raghunath Das Goswami. That was what Mahaprabhu was relishing. So here we see, and then of course when he went to even Vrindavan after Mahaprabhu disappeared, he went to Vrindavan, and there also he would just have a buttermilk sometimes, 2-3 days, sometimes in 2-3 days or some buttermilk they would have. And one time, local Braj buttermilk, the dahi from the cows of Braj, and he would just take that buttermilk. Whatever disciples would offer sometimes, and they one time decided from another village, far off village, from another Sakhi who is contrary to Srimati Radharani's mood. So the disciples thought, at least abhi ek hi kullad peete hain, let's get a bigger kullad. So make a bigger leaf cup from that village. And he was upset. He didn't accept that. Ye kya hai? So that was Raghunath Das Goswami Pad's renunciation. Of course, one time a Vaidya, he had a stomach problem. Like usually after Nirjal Ekadashi, the next day is like difficult because we don't know how to properly break the fast. So many devotees experience little stomach upsets. Those who did the fasting have experienced some. So Raghunath Das Goswami having stomach problem, so they called for Kaviraj. It's described Vallabhacharya's son, Vittal Devi. He was very close. So he went to Mathura and brought a Kaviraj, Dr. Kobula. Okay. So he checked the pulse, expert doctors that time. He said, must have eaten something mixed with rice, sugar, milk and ghee. So then natural answer is kheer. So all the disciples and all, they were very upset. Hey, what are you saying? He has eaten kheer? You are blaming our guru. He doesn't eat. He just hardly takes buttermilk, that too once in 2 or 3 days, sometimes not that, not also. And you think he eat kheer? So they started chastising him, and that, why are you trying to blaspheme? And then he is telling, I am doing my job. You called me, you told me to check the pulse. I found the cells. And Raghunath Das Goswami was saying, and there is a fight happening. And then Raghunath Das Goswami finally had to reveal, no, don't worry. It was not some thing that happened. It was in some my trance in the Divya Leela with Radha and Krishna. I honored some kheer Mahaprasad, and that I ate a little extra, and that's why this pain is happening. So that is the level of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. That, of course, for other, our case, if we eat a little more kheer, it can happen a Mahaprasad. But there, even in the spiritual realm, he ate that and honored that, and then finally the Kaviraj was spared. Otherwise, the disciples had cordoned him. Why are you trying to blame our guru, and that he overate prasad? So that was Raghunath Das Goswami. I mean, he is celebrating that Chiradhani festival, who himself doesn't eat anything later on. Of course, before, I thought I'll start with the verse first, but somehow I landed up speaking. Of course, very beautifully we have been hearing in the last few days about the love of the gopis, the highest devotees of the Supreme Lord. It's too exalted a subject matter to speak. We heard so beautifully in the last few classes, especially I remember from Radhika Vallapu yesterday, he brilliantly describes how the gopis, the same verse which is Mr. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Pad is saying, Guru Gatihi, that their only goal, predominant goal in their life is to serve and please Krishna. They had nothing else in their lives. Eating for Krishna, sleeping for Krishna, drinking for Krishna, dressing for Krishna, bathing for Krishna. Whatever in their lives was, the center was Krishna. That was the love of the gopis. Krishna in Vrindavan, he was explaining how it was transcendental exclusivism. Exclusively, Krishna in Vrindavan is our life and soul. And nothing else of this world or of the other worlds also. One time even when Krishna disappeared in the Rasasthali, Narayan came with four hands. Krishna in the form of Narayan came and the gopis offered obeisances. And the first thing they asked is, where is Krishna? So that is the love of the gopis for Krishna. The Guru Gati, the exclusive determination to love and serve and please Krishna. It's far, far, far away for us. We can't even make a comparison between the contrast. If you want to make a contrast, then also there has to be some commonality to make a contrast. Very difficult to make even a contrast. Here they are willing to do anything to serve Krishna. Here for us, even a small difficulty in our service, we want to change, we want to displace ourselves, or we want to move away from that position. Any difficulty, any disturbance in our service, it becomes greatly difficult. And even when serving Krishna, back of the mind we have that we are watering the root, so we'll also get satisfied and we'll get also happiness, which is true, which is right, but still that back of the mind that is there. In for the gopis, they were ready to go eternally to hell to please Krishna for one moment. Krishna had a headache. That's a beautiful pastime, transcendental headache, not like the headaches what we experience because of a rise in the pitta or a kapha or the doshas, which our doctors can handle. But it's beyond. Krishna had a headache and all the people were wondering what to do, and Narad Muni was called the transcendental doctor, because he is expert in treating different patients. He would travel all over the world, give different medicines to different people, and Krishna, so many measures were tried. But then the remedy suggested was, Krishna himself says, he only suggests the remedy. He says, the dust of the feet of my devotees will cure me from the headache. Maybe the pharma companies should take it, the dust from the devotees, and make into capsules and sell it for headache. It will work. If we have that faith, it will work. We have one devotee who keeps getting all these ideas that we should take the dust of a pure devotee, put it in the BMC water tank and do all these things. So if we have faith, it will work. So maybe if the pharma companies, they have that faith, they should take the dust of all the devotees, put it in a capsule and work better than... Of course, we don't use that dust for curing the headache. That will cure us of our the bhavarog. That's the medicine for the bhavarog. Of course, for Krishna, he wanted to make a point. So Narad Muni travels to different devotees. So, need some dust. Why do you need the dust? Krishna is having a headache. And he says, this is the only cure. If you give me the dust, it will be gone. So everyone was thinking, goes to all the exalted devotees, not to name them, but he went to all the exalted devotees and they were saying, no, even if our dust falls on Krishna's head, we will go to hell. We will have to suffer pain. And finally Narad Muni, wandering, reaches Sri Brajabhumi and meets the gopis, and he asks them, Krishna's headache. So they were so disturbed just hearing Krishna having a headache. And that too, the dust from the lotus feet will cure for one moment of Krishna's headache. One moment of Krishna's pleasure. And Narad Muni explained them, you don't know. You are simple gopis. Probably you do not know. That's why you are willing to give. You don't know that you are going to go eternally to hell. So for us, many times when we hear heaven, hell, we don't have that faith also. Maybe hell, hey, hell means there's difficulties. But if we read Srimad Bhagavatam and with faith, you know what hell is all about. it's not easy to be there in hell for eternity. For a few minutes in hell would be like eternity. But they are ready for eternity just for a moment of relieving Krishna's headache. That is the level of the love of the gopis. Ready to do anything for pleasing Krishna. Any extent of inconvenience, any extent of hardship on their part to serve the mission of Sri Guru and Krishna. So that is what it means for us to follow in this, the footsteps of the gopis, is to endeavor hardships, difficulties, if they come, which will come, in the path of our serving Krishna. It's not easy, but this is what it is, to serve Krishna and Sri Guru. So that is what these gopis are. That is what this Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Pad is saying. Guruhu Gatihi. That only goal, the predominant goal of their life is to serve Krishna. That is what we have to make in our lives. And this, through this beautiful pastime of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and Chiradahi festival, we see how this Raghunath Das Goswami, our Prayojan Acharya, teaches how by serving the devotees we can achieve this transcendental goal of Guru Ragati, ready to do sacrifice anything for serving Krishna. Of course, before we go that, as Radhika Vallabh was quoting yesterday from Thakur Bhakti Vinod, who explains this is whole pastime of Krishna meeting the gopis in Kurukshetra, and now he's going to meet Yudhishthira Maharaj and others, is in parallel to in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he goes to Vidya Vajaspati's place in our Vidyanagar and eventually Kuliya, and that pastime. So it's beautifully described in Chaitanya Bhagavata how after the South India Yatra, Mahaprabhu eager to go to Vrindavan. He always wanted to go to Vrindavan, even when he took sannyas, and somehow Nityanand Prabhu tricked and other devotees tricked. So after many, many attempts, first the devotees say Rath Yatra is coming and this is coming and Dola Yatra and now Chaturmas and now Kartik and now it's too cold in Vrindavan. So they postpone. And then eventually Mahaprabhu decides now I have to go, and then devotees realize Mahaprabhu is very upset not being able to go to Vrindavan. So they allow him to go to Vrindavan. On the way, Mahaprabhu comes to Navadvip. He wanted to see the devotees, and hundreds of devotees following him, and he comes to Vidya Vachaspati, who was the great devotee, brother of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And it was his center there. He was teaching Nyaya and other things there, and that was basically Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya's place initially, and later on he moved to Jagannath Puri. So then, as the devotees from Navadvip came to know that Mahaprabhu has come after sannyas, after so many years of sannyas, he has come to Vidyanagar. Because Mahaprabhu was not there for many years in South India, and then it was after many years they came to know that Mahaprabhu is there, very close to where we are, and so they all have rushed. Chaitanya Bhagavata describes that hundreds and thousands and lakhs of people were rushing. They were on the roads to reach to Vidyanagar. Of course, Mahaprabhu, when he reached Vidyanagar, he told the devotees, especially Vidya Vachaspati, don't tell that I am here. But you cannot hide the sun, as Vrindavan Das Thakur explains. When the sun rises, it's all visible. When Mahaprabhu is there, he goes for taking bath in Ganga. One person sees, and it's there on his Facebook, Mahaprabhu in seen in Ganga, and it's all known everywhere. So he was there. All the devotees from Vidyanagar and through Navadvip are rushing towards the roads, and all the roads are packed. No place. So they're rushing through jungles, and there's a Gangaji on the way. They board the boats, and the boatman is saying, no, bus, aur log nahi aa sakte, but they just board in enthusiasm, the boats drown, and some of them take that boat, some of them take the logs, some of them take the matkas, and some of them just, in great excitement, Maharaj describes, they just walk over Ganga. They don't realize that was the excitement of seeing Mahaprabhu. That was the eagerness. It's something like the gopis going to Kurukshetra to see Krishna. So here these devotees are running, some swimming, some walking over Ganga. So when that eagerness is there to serve Krishna, then no material impediments can come. No talents which we do not have, or no things. Krishna will give that. We have to have that eagerness to serve Of course, I don't have any realizations of these subject matters, but I'm just throwing the empty bullets for myself to hit. So they, with great eagerness, no impediments. So they were, some of them just walked over Ganga, not realizing that doob jayenge. That never thought never came. This eager to reach, they cross, reach there, and a huge crowd assembled over in front of Vidyavachaspati's house, and Vidyavachaspati also fearful, what will Mahaprabhu say? Vito bola tha kisi ko batana nahi, don't tell anyone. And there's a huge crowd here chanting Krishna's name and glorifying Lord Chaitanya, and everyone knew. And then Mahaprabhu finally comes out and gives his darshan, and then he tells everyone that please chant the holy names. And Mahaprabhu was so pleased to see all the devotees of Navadvip, even those who were offenders at that time. That's the reason why, one of the reasons why Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Many people in Navadvip are not able to understand why is this person chanting and dancing. So Mahaprabhu was so happy to see even the offenders have come there. All of them have assembled there. So in this way, this beautiful pastime took place in Vidyanagar. Of course, eventually Mahaprabhu just ran and he went to Kuliya in Madhav Das's house. So Vidyavachaspati was again struck, what to do now? And everyone is coming and bribing him. Someone is saying, hey, I did you that favor, you have to let me in, and I did this, and I know Mahaprabhu is hiding in one of the rooms and you should do me, otherwise I will chastise you, I will complain to the king, and different reasons they were giving. I am the senior most devotee here in this area, I am the counselor, so you should allow me to enter. And different reasons they were giving, that please give me an entry into Mahaprabhu, into your house to see. So various reasons given. But then Vidyavachaspati says, you can see, but there's no Mahaprabhu there and he is gone. And then finally one person comes. He is in Kuliya, in Madhav Das's house. And then he tells everyone, he's in Kuliya, so everyone rush to Kuliya. And then everyone rushes there. The same thing happened. And so many people outside Kuliya, and Mahaprabhu then comes out and gives darshan. And then he saw everyone chanting. And then he jumps. And then there are hundreds and thousands of circles, everyone chanting and dancing. And then finally Mahaprabhu chants and dances with the devotees and giving pleasure. And everyone thought that Mahaprabhu is with their party. So there were different groups. No big sound system. So there were different groups of kirtans and dancing. No long rangers that time. So they had small groups of kirtan parties and devotees were dancing, and Mahaprabhu was there in each and every party, like the Rasalila which the gopis would experience. So there's no difference between Mahaprabhu's kirtan and sankirtan and the Rasalila. So all these different groups were seeing that Mahaprabhu is there in our party, he's dancing with us. Everyone is thinking he's dancing with us, like all the gopis were thinking he's with us. So that was the experience. Anyway, coming back to Kshiradahi festival of today, the feast. So those who are here will get the feast in the evening. But so Raghunath Das Goswami, as we were discussing in the beginning, very rich billionaire. They were earning like almost 15 lakh gold coins. That is a monthly or yearly, I don't remember. It's their monthly salary or the annual? Maybe annual salary, 15 lakh gold coins. Of course, they were entitled 12 lakh, so they were just taking some extra, 3 lakhs. And then later on, we know the how struggle happened. And of course, the parents, Mahaprabhu, they had the Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, his parents and uncle. They had a priest, Yadunandan Thakur, and his friend Balram Acharya and Haridas Thakur. So they were exposed to Haridas Thakur, and he would meet them, and Raghunath Das Goswami as a young boy would go and meet Raghunath Das Goswami, Haridas Thakur. So then naturally when you associate closely as a child with the great devotees, you get attracted. You see in Mahaprabhu's Leelas, even Jiva Goswami attached to Lord Chaitanya from the beginning, and Gopal Bhatt Goswami and all the Goswamis, they were very childhood, they were attached to devotees, and that's what made their parents proud. So their parents were proud. Not that they were studying in higher education, higher institutes, but they were attached to great devotees. That was the greatest pleasure of the parents, that their son is attached to these great personalities and sadhus. But they didn't know that what will have effect on it. And Haridas Thakur, powerful Vaishnav chanting, and Raghunath Das Goswami was so much influenced by him, and hearing about Mahaprabhu, he just wanted to dedicate his life completely to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And first time when Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur after taking sannyas, Raghunath Das Goswami went there for the whole 10 days. He was there, saw the beautiful festival, devotees chanting, doing kirtan, and a wonderful program for 10 days was there, and Raghunath Das Goswami participated in that. And then it brought an intense desire to serve, because that was like intense 10-day yatra which he attended, the first yatra in Shantipur. And he was so after the yatra he came back, he had no interest. So he was not going inside the house and sleeping on a soft cozy bed. He said, I'll just sleep outside on the Durga Mandap. Bahari ruk jayenge, ghar ke andar nahi ghusre. So it was like a shock to the parents what happened to him. He was so fine, and right now he's just sleeping outside, and he decided to go away. So many times he would run away, but his parents would catch him, and then eventually they said, no, we can't do anything about it. So they appointed guards. Let's have some guards, security guards. Said, if Raghunath Das Goswami run any time, catch him and bring him to home. Of course, his mother was telling her husband, let's tie him. But then he got upset that how can you tie such a person who's influenced by, maddened by love of Lord Chaitanya. You cannot tie him. He has the wealth of Indra. He has a beautiful wife like an Apsara. Those attractions of this world cannot tie him. What can the rope tie him? He will cut and run away. So they were working out different plans, and so eventually, second time when Mahaprabhu is on his way to Vrindavan, he again meets Lord Chaitanya. He took permission, at least let me go to Shantipur to meet Lord Chaitanya. He goes to Shantipur with all his guards and all. And then Mahaprabhu told him, don't act like a Murkat Vairagi, like a monkey renunciation. So monkeys also don't have trees and live on trees and the forest, but they are thinking about the females all the time. So better you go home and live like a nice person, like a materialist. But opportune moment, but internally you remember Krishna always. Internal remembrance of Krishna should be there at all the time. So he followed back, comes back, goes inside the house and sleeps. So parents are so happy, wow, our son finally has learnt. Mahaprabhu has trained him nicely. The good we sent him to Shantipur, he came back nicely, he is going inside the house and sleeping, and he is participating in the business also. And later they were arrested, and Raghunath Das Goswami through his transcendental diplomacy came out of the prison and sorted out the whole matter. So they were so happy, now our son has become a pakka businessman and he is into all this money and rupees, and so now he will not go away. So they had little fearless. Abhi samajh gaya rupaye ka bhav. Kaisa hai to bach gaya. So they were like now happy about the whole thing. But then still that intense desire was there. But then now he came to know that in Panihati, the famous place on the bank of Ganga near Calcutta, Nityananda Prabhu is there and having a nice kirtan and bhajan. So he requested his parents that, can I go there? Yeah, why not? Now they know he is abhi to sudhar gaya. Now he is alright, he won't run away. So they sent a few guards, few people with him, some brahmanas and some money with him. Please go, take this money and have a nice festival and come back after this yatra to Panihati. And as soon as he saw Nityananda Prabhu Raghunath Das Goswami, effulgent like a sun surrounded by all his intimate associates under a banyan tree on the banks of Ganges and having a wonderful kirtan, he was so excited and he just offered his obeisances from a far distance. He didn't want to disturb. A lot of kirtan is happening and all the devotees are there. So he didn't want to go in front of a humble Vaishnav. So he offered obeisances. Nityananda Prabhu notices him from a distance. He calls him, but he does not come. He's a humble, simple Vaishnav, Raghunath Das Goswami. He didn't want to go in front of everyone and just be there, sit in the front seat. So Nityananda Prabhu personally gets up actually and goes there, captures him and puts his feet on his head and told him, I have captured you as a thief. You were hiding from me, offering obeisances some far distance. So thief means you have to get punishment. Chor ko saja to milni chahiye. So then said, this is the punishment we offer you, that you have all my associates are here, you feed them chida dahi. Interesting. That is, we follow that same policy in the VTA. When somebody doesn't follow some rules, we are like, you collect some money and then they have a feast in Govindas after that. Not Shiradhi, but it's the parampara. It's in the same parampara we have that. It's coming. Of course, so Nityananda Prabhu says that, let's have a simple Shiradhi festival. Simple, not a like a very costly preparation to make. Of course, in ISKCON, we can make it really opulent. And I was speaking to Achyutananda Prabhu recently. He said, in Alachua, since last 40 years, they are having the Shiradahi festival. They make like 50 varieties of Shiradahi, different flavors of Shiradahi. So that can, but this was not like that. He didn't tell him to make different flavors of Shiradahi. So a simple mix some dahi and poha, and probably it was 2 days after Pandav Nirjalikashi, so some of them had probably stomach upset. So simple dahi chawal, so maybe, could be that. But still they wanted to have a feast. So simple Shiradahi. And so Raghunath Das Goswami, all his guards and everyone were there. He said to them, now you have come here, do some seva. So go out to the market, purchase all the milk, all the dahi and all the kullards and all the big matkas to mix and get some firewood and condense the milk and make a huge feast. So condensed milk shira. So they were made two different varieties of shira. With some people may have some dahi allergy, kuch logo dahi se sardi. So he thought, let's make some for milk also and from dahi also. So whole poha or chira was soaked in milk, in hot milk, and then divided into two portions. One in, so everything soaked in milk, and then half in the milk and half in dahi, and dahi they added some bananas and sugar, and he brought some sweets also, whatever was available, and they made the, from the milk, they condensed the milk, put that poha in it, some banana in it, some camphor in it, some ghee in it, and so they made a huge feast. And the news spreads when there is a feast, like Bhandara, wherever there is Bhandara, people come to know, somehow, even though WhatsApp or whatever is not there. All the sadhus and everyone from the the brahmanas and all, everyone came there. Like sometimes the message comes that there is a feast. So that message was reached and everyone was there, assembled there, and so more people started coming. So now Raghunath Das Goswami realized it's going to be less prasad. So he was a good serving. He was a good diplomat, so he knew the number of people are more, so we need to get some more Shiradahi. So he sent to the neighboring villages, get the people. So the news spread there also. So neighboring village, ki aisa kuch feast hone wala hai. Previously Kirtan was happening and simple festival was there, so not many people were there. When the feast is announced, more people join. So that is natural. We have in temple also, when some feast is there, more people are there, no prasad, so less people. So that's parampara. So nothing new. So big feast happening. Nothing surprising. So all the devotees from neighboring villages also started coming. And all the shopkeepers from the neighboring villages also started coming. So Raghunath Das Goswami would buy whatever they brought, take it, make it, and make them sit also. So all the shopkeepers also, you also sit here and take prasad. So all these wonderful arrangements were made by desire of. And all the devotees were there, Ramdas, Ji, Sundaranandaji, Gadadhar Das, Murari, Kamlakar, Sadashiv, Purandhar, Dhananjay, Jagadish, Parmeshwar Das, Mahesh Das, Gauri Das, Udharandar Thakur, Hoda Krishna Das, and we can go on with the list. I don't know, but there's a whole list of devotees are there. So who were there that time? These are the intimate associates who were sitting right next to Nityanand Prabhu on the platform. And all the devotees, when they came, so there was not so much space. So they sat on the bank of Ganga. Some didn't find even place on the bank of Ganga. So they just climbed on the trees. No place to sit. Prasadam hall is full, so what to do? So there was no, probably crowd care was not there so much. So now we have like very organized crowd care. So those who finished prasad should move on. So, and then they had the, so some still didn't find place. So they went inside the Ganga and they were standing in the Ganga and honoring the prasad. Of course, the Hoj prasad was brought in front of first Nityananda Prabhu. And everyone was given 2 earthen pots. Kullad. No plastic or whatever. So eco-friendly was. Oh, the whole festival was eco-friendly festival. And they had those. Everyone was given 2 big dronas, not small. Because, and 20 people were constantly serving. So 20 servers were there. And so it's huge, of course. And then Nityananda Prabhu invites through his meditation Lord Chaitanya, who personally comes there and accepts, and Nityananda Prabhu is feeding Mahaprabhu Shiradahi from different pots, and they are walking around different groups of devotees. So only few could see it. But others are thinking, what is happening to Nityananda Prabhu? What is he doing and offering and moving around like a madman? But they were used to Nityananda Prabhu like that. He was a transcendental madman, love for Lord Chaitanya and Krishna. So they were used to that. And then that time Raghav Pandit comes. And he offers a huge feast. He also had brought a huge prasad. And he said, Nityanand Prabhu, you were supposed to come to my house for lunch today, and what is this? And I was looking for you, probably his Raghav Pandit's wife sent him, ye sab leke jao prasad, all this prasad we have made, Nityanand Prabhu nahi hai, you just take the whole prasad there, because there was no phone calls that he could call, are you coming, not coming, coming late. So he himself brought the whole prasad and put it in front of Nityanand Prabhu, served to Nityanand Prabhu and all the devotees. So Nityanand Prabhu pacified, don't worry, I was supposed to come, but you know, I am a coward boy. I like to take prasad on the banks of river like Yamuna with the coward friends, and we got this chira dahi. So anyway, it's a light preparation, chira dahi, dooch. I'll come in the evening and have again with you. So he was so happy, and he accepted this prasad also, and so Raghav Pandit was so happy that he's going to come again in the evening, at least sham ko to aayenge. At least. So after Nityanand Prabhu finished prasadam, he washed his hand and then gave Raghunath Das Goswami the four parts of Mahaprasad from Mahaprabhu and his own Mahaprasad to Raghunath Das Goswami. And then somebody brought some flower garlands and sandalwood paste to apply on the heads of Nityanand Prabhu. And Nityanand Prabhu, whatever garlands were remaining, he was personally offering to all the devotees and applying sandalwood. And in the evening, they took some rest after prasad. So it's there in all the leelas of Mahaprabhu. And then evening they went to Raghav Pandit's place. They again had huge kirtan and nice kirtan and ecstatic dancing and kirtan, and Mahaprabhu again came there to see Nityanand. Wherever Nityanand Prabhu is dancing, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always comes. The dancing, beautiful dancing of Lord Nityanand Prabhu. And so all the devotees, then again there was nice feast arranged in the evening, again nice cakes were there, sweet rice and different varieties of vegetables, and Jagannath different Mahaprasad was there also. And it's described that Raghav Pandit's house, Radharani would personally come and cook. He and his sister Damayanti, they are the famous cooks in Gaur Leela. They would make such wonderful preparations and even send it to Jagannath Puri for Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya would have every day the prasadam cooked by Raghav Pandit and his sister Damayanti, wonderful cooks. So all the devotees were asked to take prasad, and different devotees were serving, and everyone was telling Raghunath Das Goswami that you served in the morning also, at least now you can take prasad. So Raghav Pandit said, no, he will take afterwards, don't worry. So there was a reason behind that. So then after everyone has had, then Raghav Pandit actually made Raghunath Das Goswami sit and gave the remnants of Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu and the other devotees. So then Raghav Pandit told that, if you have eaten the remnants of Nityanand Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, now the bondage of your family will be broken away or taken. Then now it will be easy. We have heard from Gauranga Prabhu so many times this past time when he gives the lesson that many times we look for complex solutions for complex problems. So it was difficult to run away, guards were guarding and so many things, but sometimes the simple basic siddhantas of Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy names and serving the devotees, bring forth wonderful solutions. And so herein we'll see at the end of the pastime, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna gave him that inspiration after receiving the mercy of Nityanand Prabhu and all the devotees to easily, not easily, with at least the inspiration came to run away home. So after that, next day morning, Nityanand Prabhu was again with his devotees. Because first day, Raghunath Das Goswami could not speak to Nityanand Prabhu because the whole festival was happening. So there was no time with Nityanand Prabhu. So many devotees were there. So the next day, actually, Nityanand Prabhu and Raghav Pandit went, and Raghunath Das Goswami offered obeisances. Then he explained his whole situation. And he told them, I am a lowest person, sinful, and please accept me. I want to achieve, serve, take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but somehow I have not been able to do it. Please shower your blessings. And Nityanand Prabhu is so happy. And he said, you have satisfied all the devotees so greatly. And he told all the devotees that he is not an ordinary person, Raghunath Das Goswami. He has the wealth of Indra, the beautiful wife life and apsara, and he wants to dedicate his life. So all of you, please give your blessings. If you are pleased with the Chiradahi, please give your blessings to him. And he's such a wonderful personality. So everyone showered their blessings. And So Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu told him, rest assured by the blessings of all the devotees and myself, very soon you will achieve the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you will achieve the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and become his associate in Sri Jagannath Puri. And of course Nityananda Prabhu explained how Lord Chaitanya personally came and blessed you. So very soon you will be going there. And so then after that, Raghunath Das Goswami gave to Raghav Pandit some 100 gold coins and 7 tolas of gold to be given to the treasurer of Nityananda Prabhu. And he told him, don't tell to Nityananda Prabhu now. After I'm gone, please tell him. So he didn't want his name to be broadcasted. See, he gave so much donation and everything. And then later on when he Raghav Pandit actually took him back to his house after he met in the morning Nityananda Prabhu, and he gave him again huge quantities of prasadam and offered him garland and huge quantities of prasadam for his journey prasad. That also in Bengal, so like we have here theplas and chunda. So he gave some prasad for the journey, so and garland, and gave him great hospitality. And so Raghunath Das Goswami was so happy, and he again asked that I want to give some donation to all the devotees also. So then he and Raghav Pandit, they sat down and actually made a list of the devotees, and they decided we will give this devotee, we will give him 2 gold coins, and for this devotee 5 gold coins, and for this 7, and for this 10, and for this 15. So they made a whole account of the whole thing. I don't know what was the basis of it, but they made that list of devotees who will get, and then so he gave this. So this is like how the path worked. They took care of Raghav Pandit, so took care, and they again gave more money. So he gave first some installment and then later on some more, because so it's important to give journey prasad and take care of the guests. So then he made the list and then gave another 100 gold coins and 2 tholas of gold. So like that, this, and finally he took the dust of Raghav Pandit and said, please bless me. And then finally he reached back home, and after reaching home again, not sleeping inside, he was sleeping outside again in the Durga Mandap. And eventually, by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees, he achieved his most cherished dream of surrendering himself completely, or as we read in this verse, Gurur Gatihi, that complete dedication, making the life and soul the mission of Sri Guru and Krishna. This is how, by the mercy of devotees, by serving them, by pleasing them, and pleasing Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami achieved that. So this is what we see here in this verse, Gurur Gatihi. And this is what we pray on this holy occasion of Chira Dahi festival, while we relish the Chira Dahi, that we also, in the footsteps of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, can serve the devotees, serve Nityananda Prabhu, and please the devotees, and completely dedicate our lives to Shishi, service of Shishu Radha Gopinaji. Hare Krishna. Jaya Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad ki, Chira Dahi Mahotsav ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.